Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm delighted to be here with you the day before tax season. Oh, my God, that that 15th date is like having me all nauseous and headaches and stomach churning and the whole nine yards. Are you with me, Shirley?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Good evening, everyone. And I'm for the first time in how many years, I don't have mine done. I can't breathe.
Well, I'm so glad oxygen is free because I couldn't afford to pay for it right now. That's why I have bought in today Veronica M. Brooks. She's a motivational speaker, wealth coach, and author. She has a new book, Wealthy Life Skills. Veronica.
Hey, Valerie and Shirley.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
It's the day before income tax services.
Right.
So I thought it only be fitting to have somebody on the show to help give some oxygen to us that are hyperventilated.
You guys are funny. Oh, my God. I'm definitely not a tax accountant, but I have learned a lot of things through my life about what things to have in order to cut down on having to pay taxes, which is a great thing for many of us. And I know just throughout life of learning, you know, step-by-step things to do. What were you going to say, Valerie?
Well, what would some of those steps be that we can avoid this next year? You know, all the little pieces of papers and having this write-off and that write-off and things. How does one try and get it together? You know, money, everybody loves money. We all want to be empowered, you know, with wealth. We're all trying to make ends meet, but it's like what happens is the more we make, the more we have to pay in taxes. So how can we obtain wealthy life skills, which, and, you know, from your book, it's not necessarily talking about the financial aspect, but practical things that we can do to secure our financial stability in the works we do.
Oh, yes. Valerie, let me tell you, just from what I said, just learning, because I've had several different businesses, and some businesses helped me to actually save money just by being able to write off certain things for taxes. But the thing is, I would always suggest is always equip yourself and not be afraid to step out on doing business. For example, using your own skills, because Wealthy Life Skills is all about using what you already have, what gifts, what talents, what skills, what abilities do you have that you can actually use that even help you to save money as well as gain money. And I have used different techniques to do that. One thing you have to do is always not be afraid to step out and try what you even think you have, because sometimes we don't even know until we try. We don't know that we are a good cook until we try. But when you try it, you can build up on that step by step. You actually can take one little thing as cooking to build a business that can be in return for you, because you can actually go out there and go to homeless shelters and build a lot of connection just like that, and then be able to gain wealth just in that aspect because you're using a natural gift that you like. But let me tell you the one thing about wealthy life skills. Wealthy life skills is a principle, and what the principle is, the one thing I'm going to tell you is about perseverance. I'll tell you a couple of things, but perseverance is one of the key things in wealthy life skills, meaning that you don't give up, you don't be afraid, you keep pressing forward, because with perseverance, we all, if you're even over 5 years old, you have had struggles. You have to crawl, you have to walk, you have to learn to run. You hit, you bump things, you fall down. But perseverance, you always have to get up and keep moving forward, because problems, they'll arise, and you have to keep pushing. Even strong people, you know, you could be a warrior and you can get wounded. But the thing is, you have to keep pushing, because in that wound, it'll bring out a greater skill that you have in your life to succeed. And let me give you, for example, I have to push through many obstacles. One of the obstacles was when in my life, me and my husband, we were arguing and fussing about money, things that, you know, wasn't working out right. We're giving at the wrong time. People were just using us. But the thing is, in all the struggles that me and my husband went through about arguing with money, I had to stand back and take a look at myself, because I wanted to push and make my marriage work. And in that perseverance, I made a choice. I either could build my husband up or tear him down in the midst of that time of struggle of money. And then the thing was, let me tell you, money is not everything, but we all need it to survive. We need it to pay our food. We need it to pay our bills and things like that. That's why we push and persevere to find our skill, what we have, in spite of our struggles of what we're going through, in spite of all the obstacles that come our way. We still push and we find what we have, and we don't be afraid to move forward in what we have to do. That's why when adversity comes, it's going to come, but so what? Keep pushing, because when you find out what your ability is, what your skill is, you're going to enjoy using that to make money. Let me give you an example. My brother, he was going through all these struggles. He said, "Oh, I need extra money," and all these things. I said, "Well, Robin, did you even read my book? You got to read the book." And then he said, "No, I'm going to read it." So he finally reads it, and then he said, he's getting all these thoughts. He said, "But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it." And that's where we come at. In our lifetime, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. But let me tell you what I did with my brother, because he lives in New Mexico, and he's a teacher. And the students and the parents, they're having trouble helping their child do homework. The parents are having trouble helping the child do homework because of the language barrier. The parents are speaking Spanish all the time, and they cannot sit down and go through the homework with their child. So I told my brother, I said, "Here is what you do." And this is a simple skill. He loves teaching, and he cares about the people. I said, here is what you do. I said, they're asking how to even learn the English. All you need to get is about 10 people. And take them, and you could just charge $20 or whatever you want to charge, or $50, whatever you want to charge, and teach them 1 hour just talking English. I guarantee that will build up your finances, and then it'll help them help their children because they're learning the English. And when we start calculating, I said, here we go, we have 10 people, and these 10 people are going to pay you $20, which is $200, and that's only for 1 hour. So imagine if you had maybe 5 groups of them. So do you get the picture? That built up, and everything totaled up. After I showed my brother everything, it was making $18,000 a month. And he was also catering to the community. And this is something that he loves doing because he loves what? Teaching. That's why it's important that you find your skill and you push, you take advantage, and you persevere through whatever situation and use what you have because you have it in you from the very beginning because you already were created to will and to do already from the very beginning. All you have to do is dig deep down and see what gift, what talent, what ability, what skill do you have that you can use to give to the world as well as give unto yourself to build your finances, because that comes to another point. Giving is a big key. And with my brother, in that giving, it helped the parents, it helped the students, and everybody's what? They're happy because they're able to do something that they could not do before. So that
is one,
just perseverance. The other thing, I know Wealthy Life Skills, it's a lot, and it's not just finances, but it's things that is within that build. And that's why if you just take that perseverance and if you just only believe in you, believe that you can do, believe that you can succeed, you will succeed, you will win if you believe in yourself. Because if you come, I have a CD that where I talk about learn how to be more important than your fear. If you can learn how to be more important than your fear and really believe in you, you will succeed abundantly, because fear is the thing that stops us a lot of time from getting to the next step of what we need to do. And it could be just one little bitty step. But if you bring your mindset up, and if you only believe in you and not entertain the fear, you'll go a long way, and you will find your gift, you'll find your talent, you'll find your skill, and things will begin to work step by step better for you, a better life. You'll be able to walk in your power. You'll be able to take action. You'll be able to push further into the success in your own life. So you have to really think about, do you want to have a successful life? Do you want to start taking charge of your life? Do you want to do that right now? Do you want to even gain wealth using your own skill and ability? And if you say yes to those things, that means that you are ready to just step into the next level. You have to face those things of overcoming your fear. That is one of the recipes right there. Overcoming your fear and stepping into the next level. Those things where we come in to stepping into that next level it will really guide you. It will really guide you. Because when you step, you'll be so surprised. It's like, did I really do that? Yes, you did, because you really believed in you. You believed that you can succeed, and you threw away the fear. So do anybody have any questions from just what I just said so far, or do you want me to keep going?
Well, I think it's amazing that you were able to communicate to your brother so that, and he actually took to heart what you said that you wrote in your book. That speaks volumes, because you know our family is one of the hardest people to convince that, you know, things are possible, because they'd be like, oh, she don't know nothing. That's just my sister, or that's just my cousin, that's just my aunt. They'd rather borrow the money than find a way to get the money so that they could be sole survivors for themselves. So that is an amazing story to start out with. And also, I want to know, is there a website that individuals can go through so that they can follow you, Veronica Brooks?
Oh, yes. They can go to, I mean, I have so much to really give, but if you're really serious about moving forward and just stepping out, because there's a lot of things that I really teach you about, you know, just from goal setting to fearlessness, to overcoming failure, in the strategies of actually gaining wealth, just from the little bit that I had told you from. But you can actually go to veronicabrooks.com, and there is everything is right there for you. I have 90 days to start gaining wealth. Valerie, that's funny you mentioned about, you know, borrowing, because that's where we get even stuck at sometimes. We have a tendency to keep borrowing or keep giving money to others to help them, and then we're lagging. I know if 90 days to start gaining wealth, that there is strict instructions, and you cannot lend out for those 90 days. So you have to really plan it. That's the goal setting. You have to really plan out. Oh, I can't give nobody no money. You're going to have to let them know that you're on a program for 90 days. And you
will
see.
Well, I know in reading your book, Veronica, I was like, I'll fail that test.
I know, because it's a hard, you know, it's hard, especially when it comes to our family and our friends. Yes, we want to do everything for them. But the thing is, when we can stop and really set our goals, really organize and pay attention to our money instead of losing our money, pay attention to it, we can give more. And that's one of the greatest things I love doing. I like giving like this, Valerie. I like to shock people when they say, oh, my goodness, she gave this. I love doing that. I get a kick out of it. That's like my joy. It just like fires me up. That's why I have to have money. It's because I love giving. And when you give to somebody, you want them to go and give to somebody else too. This is why it's important for us to be structured with, as far as our money. Really pay attention to what we're really doing. Do we really need to do this? Do we really need it? You know, we really have to look at those things. And then if we can pay attention to our money, I guarantee you we can learn to stretch $1 to $5 to $50 to $100 to $1 million. We'll be able to do that if we learn to structure and say, okay, I can't spend no money. I can't go out to dinner today. I have to stay home and I have to cook. I have to eat tuna or something. You have to stick to that, because what will happen when you stick to that, you'll be able to see all the other growth of your money that you didn't spend. It starts building up. And it builds up rather quickly, quicker than you can even imagine before you know it. So
okay,
that's why
well,
when
You didn't give any instructions on how to say no, though.
No, how to say no, that's the thing. That comes with perseverance. That comes with when you believe in yourself, you have to say no. And this is why it's important to make sure, I know, because things come up in family. Life happens. Life happens. But the thing is, you have to stand up and you do have to say no. And how you say no is just how you say it. You say, no, I can't do this right now. I'm on a program. Talk to me after the program. You know, some things you have to just do like that because it is, it's hard to say no, especially if you have to say no to your mother or to your brother. Those are difficult things. But if you want to give your mother something even greater, to say, hey, Mom, I can't do it right now. I have something very special for you. Because when me and my husband was, when we went through those struggles, I told him, I said, okay, I can't do this right now. He didn't even understand what was going on. All he saw was all these different buckets in the room. Didn't know what I was doing. But the thing was, I was building financial status for my own household so I can teach my husband how to do it so we all can do it together as one and build as one. And then turn around and help other couples build up in the money area because the number one cause for divorce is money. Why not
do
it together as a couple? Because if one can put away $1,000, two can put away $10,000, and if we can build up each other to gain wealth with 10,000s of people, I believe we would even have more happy couples and more just family oriented because money it's like a destroyer. What I've seen through a lot of different households and friends that I know, it could be a destroyer. But why can't we find something to help build that household, which I found it because I stepped out, even though I was afraid to step out. Over many years, I tried multi-level marketing businesses, which are excellent if you find the right one. If you get a team and somebody that supports you and they bill you, that's one way you can actually go. You just have to make sure you know that it is a good team and they work together. And that's the same thing as with my household. I worked together, my husband and I, and we built and we built and we built because we understood one thing about our marriage, love was powerful. Why not make that love into greater things and bring the money together so we can actually share with the world in our giving?
So, excellent. Now, you mentioned multi-level marketing. A lot of people kind of shy away from that because they're like, okay, if you don't get in at the right time, you're not able to generate the money you need to generate. But how does that help one get to the next level as it relates to wealth?
You know what, in my book, I wrote about that in 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth in my other book because I tried them and successful at some and some not. But let me tell you, all of us, we lost out on a lot of things when Walmart, they got lawsuits, they got all these things like that. But we were so worried about that instead of trying to build up and come together with their, you know, stock and supporting them, we shunned away because we were afraid of that. And we lost out on big money. But in network marketing, that's why you grab your team. network marketing is one of the greatest things. There's so many wealthy people that have built businesses just like that and have succeeded. But what you do, when you find a product that you really like, all you're doing is just sharing something that you like, and it becomes a skill. It actually becomes an ability for you, because the thing is, it's something that you enjoy sharing. It's something that you like doing. When you get that one network marketing company that you like, that is one of the greatest things that you can. If you were just starting, I would tell you to go find a network marketing company. Find it, work it, get it, you know, get with the team, get with the meeting, start building it. I guarantee you're going to make some money. You know, my uncle used to always say, yeah, if you get a check, it works. So you know
right.
You need to start building it accordingly, because if you get a check time, yes, it works, and it'll make you grow into big things as far as wealth. So multi-level marketing, I think, is great. And there is a lot of great companies out there. But the thing is, find what you really like to do and do it.
Okay, now you have two other products that you mentioned, 90 Days to Start Gaining Wealth and the Power of Integration Marketing. What is that?
Well, the Power of Integration Marketing, that is where you market, and you do it through social media. And that is another excellent way to actually start gaining money just online through social media. Like, for instance, you can use your YouTube, you can use Facebook, you can use LinkedIn, you can use Twitter, all those things, because I only had, when I first even got on LinkedIn, within the first 3 months, before I knew it, I had like 3,000 people. We were able to communicate. That I got some clients just from communicating. The next thing I knew, it was over 10,000 people. This is where you mark, when you're marketing. One thing about when you start marketing, you get to know people. You get to start sharing the tools that you have. They share their tools. That's why when you market yourself, you spread the word out there. That's why Facebook is a great place, because everybody wants to get on there and talk, and everybody wants to know what is working good. And believe it or not, Facebook is – it's so exciting. I know it seems like it's crowded to a lot of us, but Facebook works. And people, they ask, well, what do you do? And there, you get another client. There's the power of integration marketing. That means that you have other connections, and those people on Facebook, they have connections. For example, I have a friend. They have 2,000 people on their Facebook. Well, I can share something with them. Well, they'll share all 2,000 of their friends. And then their friends will come and ask, well, what do you do? How do I do this? What's the first step to take of gaining wealth? You know, things like that. So you begin to communicate. So that's how the power of integration marketing come in. You begin to socialize on different social media. You begin to set up those platforms of working through your social media, and that builds a lot of your business. Some people that are in network marketing, all they do is just share it on Facebook, and they say, oh, this is nice. I want to try this. And you never did even talk to that person, and you wonder, wow, I got somebody else here. And then you begin to communicate with them because they bought a product from you that was inside your network marketing company. So it just builds up, and then it builds on. And then same thing with Twitter. Twitter is very good. It sometimes people don't understand it. Well, we just sit there and just write a sentence and tweet. There's a lot of people that get on there. Usually it's up in the elderly, because I forgot the percentage up in the elderly, but Facebook, it used to be a lot of the youth on Facebook, but they, the adults kind of took over, and so they went on over mm-hmm. to Instagram. So now they're on Instagram now. And Instagram is another place. Pinterest, all those, putting pictures of things up there, you'll be surprised how you can build just from putting pictures up there. Just like, I really like the product that I had got from you, you know, Unique. That's a great
yes.
product in itself there. And I like the eyelash thing. I mean, it makes you really beautiful. It makes your eyes really beautiful. And if you just share that or even just tweet it just a couple of times a day, I know it, when I tweet, for some reason, people answer more when I do it at 3 o'clock, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then 9 in the morning, and then about, 3, 9, and about 6 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
That, for some reason, I don't know, people seem to talk more around that time. And it could be because people from overseas and things like that. But those are the big ones
wow.
in the power of immigration marketing.
Well, you know what? That's funny, because I was thinking about doing it like that, and then I said, well, people, it, you know, get so oversaturated and they'll see it and then dismiss it, but that's not the case.
Mm-mm. You share it, for example, if you share Unique on Facebook, if you just keep sharing it, just keep it going, you'll be surprised how many people will click on there and buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay, well, that's a good
that.
Tip.
You got to remember, they're, when you get on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, you have your YouTube. When you're sending things out, you're not just sending it out to two or three people. It's going out to millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it's shared, other people keep sharing it. Because I have, like,
okay.
on LinkedIn, you share it. There's, you know, there's 10,000 people looking at it. So they say, oh,
wow.
okay, I wonder what. And then they'll go and talk about it, I don't know, at their schools, you know. It just goes on and goes on. It's all connected. Even though it's social media, it comes out of the social media, and then they'll be talking about it at work. Because they'll say, oh, did you see that on Facebook, they had this. I want to try this. What do you think about this? And then, you know, one buys it, and then it just goes on by mouth.
Well, I thank you so much for always supporting me, the Soul of a Woman Foundation, you know, doing the retreats and when I'm doing fundraisers for back to school and holiday drives. You always support, and I do thank you for doing that. And your book, Wealthy Life Skills, it, the subtitle is Gaining Wealth Using Your Own Skills and Abilities. A lot of people say, well, I'm not, you know, I don't have any skills. I don't have any talents. I don't know how to make money. What would you say to that individual?
I would tell them if they could just spend time with me just for about 30 minutes, they have skills. The thing is, they're going to have to figure out what skill to use. Because I believe everybody has some type of talent. Everybody has some type of ability that we don't even know of. There's so many unique people out there, and no person is the same. And they have that talent. Twins are not the same. They have different fingerprints. And they each have a talent of their own that they can share. So that person out there, I would ask you to go to my website, veronicabrooks.com, or even you can go to wealthylifeskills.com, and I have some free information there for you to get free that can even start you, and you can identify different skills that you have through those free tools that I have for you.
Now, those of you that are listening, and Veronica is giving away free information, which is part of her goal to help you obtain a more independent life financially instead of going to those jobs working that you can't stand, you don't like the supervisor, you don't like the folks you're working around, and you want to gain financial independence. Well, I invite you to go to her website and purchase her new book, Wealthy Life Skills, Gaining Wealth Using Your Own Skills and Abilities by Veronica M. Brooks. Now, is there different ways that they can obtain your book, Veronica?
Yes, they can get it at Barnes & Noble. They could get it at Amazon.com. There's a variety of places overseas that I can't even pronounce the name that they have it in their stores there, like throughout Canada and in the UK.
Now, you have a wealth program that you talked about earlier in the show. How does that work?
Yes, I have a 90-day coaching program. And if you, it's set up for you to learn. You're going to get some personal coaching from me, and we're going to go step by step because I have to identify what your skill is so I can help you build accordingly. Because after we find out what your skill is and what your ability is, we actually brand you. You'll get a lot of goodies, I should say, because once you go through the 90 days program, you go into the academy that I have, Wealthy Life Skills Academy, and once you got everything set up, you actually get, should I tell you what's in there?
No, when you they have to sign up and go through it, and then they'll...
Yeah, because you really get a lot because I'm such a huge giver. I give a lot when people really find out something that they like and I can actually brand them. They can actually be branded on their product and then they can move forward. It's such an excitement. I give a lot of things so they can actually have things set up for them to move forward without worrying about, how was I going to do that? See, they won't have to worry about that because they'll know exactly what step to take. They won't have to second guess themselves or even give a second thought about anything. So, yeah, that 90 days is, and you could go at your pace, but the thing is I want them to get done within that 90 days, but after about the first week, you're going to be so excited. You might try to rush through it and to go on and do your thing. I'm trying not to say it. Go and do your skill and your ability and then get all the nice gifts that I have for you.
Okay.
So you can go.
Now, Shirley, she's been exciting, right?
Yes, she has. And, you know, and I'm sitting here, I'm so glad that you went through all the tools, and I know there's more, but you had a list of tools that we can use in marketing ourselves and using our skills. And I'm listening to you, Veronica, when you talk about using the skills that you have. Some of these sites, we're on it for just social networking, and we can actually use those to make money. And that is so true what you're saying. You know, and sometimes we get caught up in the socializing of it and not using it as a tool to make money. Like when you talked about the market, you know, the multi-level marketing, post it on all of these sites. We're on there anyway, so we might as well post. something that's
right.
going to give you something in return.
Yes. And talk about it because they're excited. And people are, they want to hear. Surely people, there are people out there that want to hear and they want to know because there's so many families in situations and they don't know how to get out of them. But the thing is, I have the key and I have the answer is because the reason why I have that is because I believe it's a God-given gift that he has given me to share with other people to build them.
And I like the fact that you gave hours. What hours are the best hours? Because that's been something I've been posting different things, and it really struck a chord when you said, after midnight. You've got a lot of people on there. And 3 a.m. Because I know I've gotten a lot of news feeds, you know, because my small phone gives me these notifications. And I notice it go off at night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, who's on Facebook at 3 o'clock in the morning? Or who's sending messages? And there's a lot of correspondence going on at that time of morning.
Yeah.
And that's when they're getting their, most of their information.
That's where they get it. Yeah.
That's why they talk about it the next day.
Yeah. When I was living overseas, in Japan, I noticed even in Bahrain, when I was over in Bahrain for a little bit, a couple of years, they had on the shows, but they would come on the regular day, you know, like say for instance, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. But they were taping the shows in the U.S. at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So we were getting all the good information while they were taping here in the U.S. overseas. So that's how a lot of overseas, when you're overseas, they get a lot of information. And I'm telling you, people are so hungry just for the skill that you have. They want to know more, and they will pay whatever they want to, you know, need to pay to get what they need to be free.
Wow.
Hungry in those other countries.
So, Veronica, talk about the GPS as it relates to wealthy life skills.
Oh, yeah, I guess you, you've been in there. Yes. The GPS, because when you think about the goal setting, that's one of the things that I do. It's like the golden rule when it comes to goal setting. That's what I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
GPS is a guide. It's goal setting, the plan and the strategy. If you have a goal and then you plan it out, you then strategize to make that goal work for you. For example, we'll just use a map. We can mark out everything on the map, what place we want to go. If we have, say, for instance, if we have a speaking business, we want to map out which area we want to go and line it up accordingly. And then by that time, you're strategizing exactly what you're going to do with your speaking career. You're actually going to go and teach these people that are hungry in those areas that you have mapped out. That's why you plant the goals. And then you have a goal, then you make the plan, and then you strategize that plan. And that's another thing. It'll help you get out of a financial mess if you go ahead and do those things like that. Because some people are in financial bondage, I should say, or they don't know how to get out of bondage. I know one of my friends, she was just over. It was just so much that the creditors were calling so bad. I said, what you do, just ignore everybody and pay the smallest one off first and then just go to the next one. And that's how she got out.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's important.
Now, one of the things I like is success leaves clues. You have a track record. A lot of people will be talking and writing books and things, but they don't have any filings or track records of the accomplishments that they've done.
Oh, yes, I definitely do have. I mean, because I've been going, you know, I've been through, like I said, a lot of things. And when I first, me and my husband, I've been married for 33 years. And all the struggle from just going through that. I've been through just different struggles in my life where just from teenage to marriage, you know, it's just a lot there that I could probably talk for another hour. But all these things I tried over the years, I tried different things. I tried, you know, you sell different Avon or Maluka, all these little different things I have tried, and I've done it over a course of years. I started speaking to women, not just only women. I started speaking when back in 1997. And I saw the struggle just within nonprofit organizations. So that's why I began to use, I used $1 just to see if things would work, if I can help that $1 stretch. And then I used the tactic to do that. It was a goal, it was a plan, it was a strategy that I used to help these people, uh-huh. And I only did it with $1.
Wow.
So I have tested a lot of things. I have tried a lot of things. That's why I know my strategies work when it comes to building wealth and building money, gaining money. And I know they work because, like I said, I tried them and they work. I tried some and they fail. But those failures made me try even harder to get the things done so I can succeed in my own household first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. I'm going to see if anyone wants to, in the audience wants to have a question or comment for you. Call a 2175, you're live. Caller 2175.
Yes, I was on mute. Hi, this is Marie. Hi, everybody. Thanks
Hello.
So much for being on. I have a couple of websites that I really would like to ask about, and I want to know, were they good enough for me to try and go on and make some money? And probably would you know about the websites that I have, because the website that I have, they're supposed to be aware that you can make money on them. And the first one is
okay.
West. The first one is westathome.com, kellyconnect.com, and southernlandglobal.com, apple.com, trancecom.com, and newcorp.com.
Veronica, can you answer that?
Are you talking about websites that say that they make money, or these are your websites that you have?
No, these are ones that they're saying that you can make money off of, that they will support you in making money. That, you know, if I go on,
okay,
there, then these I
can work jobs at home.
Yes.
Okay. Now I've heard of Westat. I actually know people that work for Westat.
Okay.
I don't know Westat. I don't know those, but I would definitely do diligent market research. I would research each company. And Valerie, since you know that one, maybe you could get, maybe you could answer that one. I don't know those companies.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the other one. Shirley, have you heard of any of those?
I haven't heard of any of them. And but you said Apple, and the first thing I thought about was the Apple iPhone and all of that. I've never heard of anyone working from home on it. So.
And I know Apple, iTunes, and things like that. I haven't heard of them set up anything like that just yet. But you know, it could be something new. I don't know. But what are they? You have to look at what product are they trying to say that you can make money off. Is it kind of like an eBay? Is it, you know, I don't know what it is.
It is their website, and they what they do is they want you to come on to their website so that, you know, they could, like you said, you know, could go on my Facebook and, you know, and other people's, you know, Facebook, and then that way they could get, you know, things sold like that. And if they get anything sold within my Facebook, then I would make money like that. But each and every last one of them is to work at home.
Okay. Mm. So you work at home job. So what I want you to do, can you send me an email, veronica@veronicabrook.com, and then give me, since you're on the call, give me a list of those names?
I sure can. I can send them to you.
And then, yeah, then I can better give you, you know, the right answer. I don't want to give you, you know, just anything, because I don't know about them, but I know how to do the research on companies like that.
Oh, okay, because I just wanted to know for sure before I could, you know, before I get into something that I really, you know, don't know anything about. But my niece had texted them to me, and once she texted them to me, I didn't want to just go in there and not know anything. She just, you know, went online and just got them, and she said, well, maybe you would be able to get some of these, and you might could work, you know, from there. But I didn't, you know, I didn't know how to do nothing, so I didn't, you know, take a chance to do it. Thank you all for letting me share. I appreciate that.
Well,
I
want to add something. Marie?
Uh-huh.
Val and Veronica, I want to add something. I quickly just, you know, did a little quick research, and Apple does have a at-home advisor position. Pay people to work from the comfort of their home.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You got the answer, so you're good to go. On that Apple one. I don't know about those other ones.
I don't know about the other one. That was the Apple one. That Apple does have it called the at-home advisor, so you can apply for a location in your area and you work from the comfort of your home.
Mhm. Yeah, she usually do good.
Well, thank you so much, Veronica. We have a couple of minutes left, and you know you always come with such a wealth of information, and hopefully you'll put to ease some of these individuals that are going to file their taxes tomorrow. They'll come out of it tomorrow with a new leaf on life because they're going to purchase Veronica M. Brooks Wealthy Life Skills, gaining wealth using your own skills and abilities. Yes, by the time you get through with IRS tomorrow, you're going to want some new money. So you need to find out how to get it. Oh, wow. I know. You need to tell people how they can start their life afresh and anew. Unzip and take off that stress, that body of stress, and start running for their life. so that they can go on vacations and take trips and stuff without having to give that extra money they thought they had to Uncle Sam.
There you go. They better have a good accountant, too, to keep up the to keep them on track and out of trouble. But, they can actually just go to my website, veronicabrooks.com, and email me with any questions that you have, because I know that you have greatness in you, and I believe in you, and you have to believe in yourself to succeed throughout this life.
Thank you so much for that information, Veronica. I appreciate you. And your husband does internet marketing and build websites as well.
Yes. On the other side, we have another business of building websites on an expertise level. So you can actually go. We have so many. If you just go to ministrywebdesigning.com. Did you get that? Ministrywebdesigning.com. Web designing.
And, talking about generating money on through your website, and when I saw some of the work that you and your husband have done with websites, actually generating money. Mine's a staying dormant. I'm going to inquire about your services too, because I'm just trying to figure out a way that I can maximize my website to the best of its ability. Because most of my websites are geared toward personal development, for those victims of domestic violence and stuff. So it's not really geared towards making money per se. It's more about information. So I need to find a way of capitalizing on that so I can generate income for the foundation.
Yes. People are looking for that information. Trust me, they're looking. They are definitely looking for that information. And, we are the experts. The reason why so much money comes is because Google really loves us. They really like us. And when people go and search, say, for instance, they can pull up domestic violence or whatever, Google already recognizes us. Every website that we build, and we're usually at the top of the page, and that's what people buy. They come directly.
Excellent. So thank you once again for joining us, Veronica M. Brooks, motivational speaker, wealth coach, and author of Wealthy Life Skills.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Shirley. I appreciate everything and the opportunity. I'm grateful.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, because I'm like, your website is just awesome.
Thank you. That's awesome. None of them I can't let it out, Valerie. You told me not to say all what they do.
Yes, don't give them all the information. They need to go through the process, especially if you're giving them free information. One of the issues and problems I have with individuals is they will not participate in their own rescue. They'll talk about all that's wrong but won't grasp a hold of what's right. And until we're able to do that as a people, we will never cause the shift and the paradigm shift in our life to reach our goals and dreams, which is part of us being great, which is a choice. We don't want to choose it. So I thank you so much for joining us and helping people to kind of sleep through the night, Veronica, by offering up a ray of hope.
It is. I do have the key. I really do. I love sharing it. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Veronica. Thank you, Shirley. Bye-bye. I'll see you on the other side of sunlight.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Good night.